Coming up in about 5 minutes or so here on the Joe and Alex Show, your chance to win a $50 Main Event gift card. You can do a lot of cool stuff there, like enjoy the summer fun pass, bowling, pool. They like to call it billiards. I say pool. And laser tag. I can't wait with my new hip, by the way. I'm like 5 weeks almost out of from surgery. I'm going to be running all up in that place. Boom!
Yeah,
headshot!
You should take your little brother.
Yeah, my little brother, man. Michael, him and I are going to go play some laser tag. Right now, though, let's get into this story that kind of is scary. A woman got attacked by a snake that she rescued.
I'm a snake.
Yes.
I'm a Slytherin snake.
We're all snaky.
I'm a snake. I'm a Slytherin little snake snake.
Yes, you are. Firefighters rescued an Ohio woman after a boa constrictor wrapped around her neck and bit her face.
Oh my gosh.
Then clamped down on her nose and wouldn't let go.
Oh, I would be so scared. I'd be so scared that it like literally bit my nose off.
The woman called 911 asking for help. And the thing is, they didn't really think she was serious at first.
911, what is the location of your emergency?
Oh, please.
Hello?
I had a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Damn, you have a what?
Hey, what are you doing?
Laughing?
How are you laughing at this?
She has a snake stuck to her face.
The 911 dispatcher is just like, huh?
I don't think she understood or heard her at first. This is serious, though.
Boa constrictor.
You have a boa constrictor stuck. You're outside with a boa constrictor stuck to your face.
Yes.
Okay.
I just rescued it yesterday, please.
You arrested the boa constrictor, yes?
I'm like, Jesus, lady, no, I rescued it.
I don't know what I'm saying. I got a snake stuck to my face.
Seriously.
I rescued it.
You rescued it. Okay. Okay, ma'am. All right, stay on the line, please.
Imagine. The thing is, like, wrapped around you, chopped in your nose, and you got your phone up there, like, can you hear me? Like, y'all can stand and beat me up my nose.
Yeah, seriously.
I need help.
That's why it's hard to understand her.
Ma'am, put the snake on the phone.
Ma'am, yeah. Ma'am, have you been drinking here?
Let me talk to him. Let me see if I can talk to him.
Firefighters found the woman lying in the driveway of her home with the 5-foot-long snake. That's a big old snake right there.
I'm a snake. Mm-hmm. I'm a slithery little snake snake.
It was wrapped around her neck and biting her nose. So when they got there, a firefighter used a pocket knife to cut off the snake's head. So
yikes! Ew, imagine all the blood and guts would go right on your mouth.
Actually, I don't think snakes bleed out that much, do they?
Yeah, they would.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think so.
They're not bloodless. They're not like an empty tube.
But I've seen like people.
They're not.
Wait, do snakes have bones?
Yes, Jesus. God, help us all.
No,
yes.
I don't think they do.
Snakes have bones.
No, I don't
think
they have a bone in there. I think it's just open. That's why they can swallow like a baby deer.
They have.
There's no bones.
And their heads grow back.
The only bones are in their face.
Their heads grow back when you chop it off.
Yeah, and their heads grow back.
Siri, do snakes have bones? Let's just see if I can get an answer there.
I don't think you
Here's
did it
what
right.
I found on the web for do snakes have bones. What was to see if I can answer.
I didn't ask her that. Yes, snakes have bones. Gosh, Alex, yes.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay, good.
It's a government conspiracy.
So, anyways, the boa constrictor is one of the two snakes she rescued the day before. The woman had 11 snakes, including 9 pythons and the boa constrictor. So she was trying to help out, and the snake ended up biting her in the nose.
I'm going to put a poll on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and I'm going to ask people if they think snakes have bones.
Alex, they do. There's
the correct answer is no.
There's no need to put a poll up. They really have bones.
If you're Team Alex, say no.